with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me right now on the show. Emmy-winning actor, my guy, Jimmy Smits. How you doing, man?
Mario!
Hey. Always great to see you, brother. Always great to see you. And first off, congratulations. I just saw you got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame recently. How surreal was that?
That was surreal. It was virtual, so that was it was perfect the way that worked out because
still counts.
I would have been mortified. Yeah. I would have been mortified to have to actually ask people to come. But it was humbling, you know, grateful.
Sure.
All of those things.
Yeah, I know you're always such a modest, great guy. And I heard your star ended up being next to Gregory Peck. Legend right there, huh?
That was a beautiful thing that I wound up working out like that because he was instrumental on so many levels that the short time that I got to work with him.
But, yes.
And up until his passing, kept in touch and just a mentor in the best kind of way and righted, you know, my trajectory in terms of where the boat was going.
Sure.
Into what kind of waters, how to navigate the waters of the business.
That's awesome.
That was what life was about.
No, that's the best, man. And I'm really excited for In the Heights. You're starring, of course, in Lin-Manuel Miranda's movie, which is based on his first play. I happen to see the play a couple of times. So for those who may not be familiar with it, though, like break the film down for us and how close is it to the play itself?
Oh, I'm not the anecdote guy, so that's going to be hard. But it takes place in Washington Heights, which is a section of New York. And it's about the hopes and dreams of a group of young people and all positive. And how different it is from the play. You know, there's like 10 years difference between when the play went down and this iteration of a film. And, you know, the films take a long time in terms of the.
Sure.
Producing process. So, but things work out for a reason. John Chu, who directed Crazy Rich Asians, is directing this. And I couldn't think of a more perfect person to meld these beautiful brushes and homages to old Hollywood and keeping it current in terms of like the music and the love and joy that all of these young people bring to this particular area in New York City with all of these very resonant, I think, universal themes about family and home. Where is home? Is home where your parents came from or where you're aspiring to be? Or is it right here where you're at? Community, family. And it's just, you know, it's been a year since it was supposed to be last summer's
right.
film, but you know, the stars align for a reason. And the vehicle being a musical, you know, the delivery system to the
sure.
audience, I think coming out of the pandemic and the way we're and the time that we've had to think not only about medical stuff, but a lot of social issues. It's right for something like this. And it's our little gift of joy. So I hope people go and check it out in the theaters.
You're totally the anecdote guy. That was a great description right there. Who do you play, Jimmy?
The character's name is Kevin Rosario, and he is the father of one of the four principals, Nina Rosario, played by Leslie Grace. And it's all about their relationship all has to do with a family wanting the next generation or their offspring to do better than they did in this country.
Right.
No different than the story of people that came here in the 40s or the 20s.
Every immigrant story.
Or came from down south to the north.
Sure.
You know, it's that whole dynamic.
That's great, man. Well, I'm looking forward to checking it out on screen as well. And I was reading about this, Jimmy. It is the 30th anniversary of your Emmy win for L.A. Law, which I remember. I can't believe that it was that long ago. What do you remember about that time specifically?
The time on the show?
Sure.
The time on the show. Okay, let's go with that one.
Yeah, that whole era, the time on the show.
I'm sorry. The time on the show was special because everything was all so new in terms of a different level in this business, a different playing field. And I really lucked out on so many levels. The relationship that I had developed with the producer creator of that particular show, Stephen Bochco, lasted for many years afterwards, and you know, manifested itself in beautiful kinds of ways. It's probably one of the reasons why I'm here talking to you right now, was because of that relationship. But it just lucked out in terms of the what the meaning of ensemble is with that group, because it was a big group of really talented actors, a lot of them having their roots in the theater, and I think that had a lot to do with the way we kind of vibe with each other, you know. And hey, you know what, you know, because you've been in the situation when sure. when the vibe is good, it creates good work.
Exactly.
And
there's magic there.
Knowing that you're, you know, one of the spokes in a particular wheel, and knowing that on a particular day I would just be, or a particular episode, I would just, the thing was about holding the door open for Harry Hamlin or Blair Underwood, Corbin Burtson's character. But that the next episode I was going to have a really strong courtroom case because it was about lawyers in Los Angeles.
Right. Great show, great cast too, as you rattle off the names right there. You were also great, man, on Dexter. That was a lot of fun. How'd you like working on that show? Must have been a lot of fun. Completely different, obviously, from L.A. Law.
Well, that was great, Mario, because it was switching it up in terms of what people had perceived. You know, TV is a very fluid kind of thing, so you become. If you're on a show, you're lucky enough to be on a show for 6-7 years, there's a perception of what the character is, but what, you know, your essence kind of starts bleeding through so much more. So it was a nice way to kind of switch it up. And that was a wonderful cast as well. And Michael C. Hall was just so generous, just generosity of spirit, and just bring your A game and let's play.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Listen, Jimmy, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot with some quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Uh-oh, quick answers.
Favorite musical?
Favorite musical was probably, for a lot of different reasons of give me a decade. I don't know. I love Man of La Mancha, but I'll tell you what affected me a lot, because when I was in my 20s, I did a lot of community action work in Brooklyn, and I got to take kids to go see The Wiz at that time.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful to watch young people who hadn't experienced theater, and I had already had that thing. I had a teacher that would take me to go see plays, so I to watch in their eyes just get blown away by the story, by the spectacle of theater, and by what the intimacy of theater could be. And I went to see that many times with a lot of different kids. Yeah. And
that's a game changing moment.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Favorite straight play?
A straight play?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So many, I know.
Well, I mean, I remember seeing James Earl Jones and Christopher Plummer in Othello.
Ooh.
And that really.
Yeah.
That blew me away.
I bet.
Raul Julia in Betrayal.
Oh, loved him.
He was both. I mentioned those two because they affected, you know, this whole thing about permission to aspire. If you see in it, you can believe that you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's on stage or on the small screen or the big screen. So those two gentlemen, for various reasons, I felt akin to their spirits, to where they came from, to what they as performers and artists had to go through. And because of their sheer talent, it just made me believe that, hey, listen, if you're feeling strongly and passionate about that, you could go for it too. Look at them.
Absolutely. Go-to late night snack.
Go-to late night snack. Raisins?
Raisins? Oh. We've never gotten raisins as an answer. That's interesting. I like raisins. That was my go-to, but I like raisins. Okay.
I mean, as of recent, I have these little mini things, because if I have big stuff, I'll eat it. You know,
you're like, a big dude though. No raisins. I don't see. No.
The little minis. Just enough to give me a pep.
Nickname as a kid.
Smitty, Jimbo. Yeah.
And last question, who do you cast to play Jimmy Smits in the biopic?
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you don't seem to age, so you could play yourself, I'm sure, if you wanted to, Jimmy.
Portrait of Dorian Gray in the closet. There you
go. Exactly. Well, listen, In the Heights is out now in theaters and on HBO Max. Jimmy, it's great to catch up. Hope to see you in person soon, brother. Congrats on everything.
God bless you, man. Give my best to your family.
And we'll do.
Stay safe. I'll see you soon.
You got it. Thank you. On with Mario Lopez.